the earlier days, the acquisition aid used to be positioned on the front end of that antenna, as well as the L band feed, and the little square box. That was eventually transferred to the side of the dish. It was a funny one because it was five helical coils in an array. It was a tracking array, and you know, sum and difference type array. And it was embedded in that plastic, styrene foam that your TVs and everything comes in these days. I got a call from one of the technicians one Sunday morning just before, we were in the workup phase for Ranger 6. He said to me, "You better get out here, the Galahs have eaten the arcade." I said, "Don't be silly, Jack. I was at this senior mess last night. I've got a headache. And don't ring up with these silly stories on Sunday morning." He said, no, it has. Went out there and they had packed all this polystyrene foam and just thrown it up in the air, and there are these five big bed springs pointing out and sagging, looking out at the salt lake. It was a bit frightening. So we got the WRE people actually in a hurry made up a replacement thing that would slide over and keep the coils of the helical antenna in place. But we also got a tin box made that used to slide over, so when you weren't using it, you galah proofed it. But the thing was, you had to be very careful to remember to take it off before you tried to track it. We got trapped once.